Never heard of that.
Well, just put the two words together. It's just... Mm.
What, gray ash? White ash?
Okay. And plural, if you have a lot of them, they'd be white.
What, ashes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about that black stuff that collects on the sides?
Soot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me about, when you think of a living room, some of the typical things that would be in a living room.
You have a studio couch with chairs with lamps.
Mm-hmm. Any other word for couch people use around here?
Mm-mm.
What about sofa?
Oh yeah, sofa.
Yeah. Is there a difference to you?
Not to me.
Okay. What about some of the typical things you find in a bedroom?
Dresser, nightstand, along with your bed and all. Might have a lamp or something in there.
Is there anything that just has drawers, no mirror or anything?
What, your dresser?
Maybe similar to that, but maybe a little taller.
Taller, yeah.
Just have all drawers.
Yeah. That would be considered a dresser, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm just interested in knowing
yes.
what... Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word chest of drawers?
I've heard the word chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know chiffero?
Oh, I have a chiffero. That's old. I think if that's my grandmother had one. One side of where you hang, used to hang your clothes, and then you had drawers and stuff on the side.
Part drawers, part
yeah.
hanging
mm-hmm.
space. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you hang your clothes nowadays?
Well, we have walk-in closets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All these things that we've been talking about, chairs and couches and all that, they're all different kinds of just the general word for it.
Furniture?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about a place to hang your clothes, now, have you ever heard of a separate big piece of furniture that was all hanging space? Unlike the chiffon that it really doesn't have drawers, but maybe two doors, you both open them and just have a lot of hanging space.
Mm-mm.
Okay, do you know the word wardrobe?
Yes, I know the word wardrobe.
Would you use it that way to mean a piece of furniture?
Uh-uh.
What would it mean to you?
Huh? A different selection of clothes.
I see. Okay. All right. These are things that you have over your windows to keep sunlight out. What would you call them?
Shades.
Okay. Now, what is a shade exactly? Is that something you pull down?
Or? Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what if it's cloth material that you might...
Curtains?
Yeah. Okay. And then there are these things that are adjustable.
Venetian blinds.
All right. Do you have a place in your house right underneath the top that you have to, go up a ladder to get to or climb stairs to get to? Might be used as a storage area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know a name?
You're talking about in a loft?
Yeah. Any other word you'd use for that?
Mm-hmm.
What about attic?
Yeah. We know we use the word attic that much.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
Okay. All right, and the place you cook, you just call that a
kitchen.
Yeah. Any of the older houses around here, have you ever seen the kitchens built away from the main part of the house?
Not really.
Okay, they're all inside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you have a name for a room that's built right off the kitchen where you might keep canned goods or extra dishes?
Storage closet. Some people call it, I got another word for it, I can't think of it right now.
Pantry,
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you call one of the worthless things, like broken down chairs that you have, really don't have use for, but you just...
Junk.
Yeah. Do people around here ever set aside a room where they keep all that stuff? Or have any place where they keep it?
Possibility.
Names for a place like that?
Well, in some places we had a place called a storehouse. It was another building set outside, well, away from the house.